My initial response would be you want to get the guys that can do it all and be complete players and able to do that. And then as we get into situational things, you find that one guy does something better than the other as you figure that out as a coach. And then as an offensive staff, you sit down and figure once that's figured out, and you try to put the best players in the best situation to help the team win.
I guess, Riley, Gay, for me, is just excitement about the opportunity here in Tennessee and how much you're looking forward to it.
I can't begin to express the excitement. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity. It's a great organization. A little tidbit when you talk about excitement. My grandfather's name is Houston. So I like the Houston Oilers way back when I was just a gent because of the name. And, and I like the logo on the helmet to see the organization obviously transition to Nashville. And then I was at West Virginia as a graduate assistant and played, I believe it was the 2000 season, we played in one of the first Music City Bowls that were held here in Nashville. So, all those things immediately came up, you know, the thought of my grandfather and the name of Houston and then playing that game here in Nashville back in that Music City Bowl. So, you know, had those emotions and then, you know, the thought that I get to now go coach and compete at what I feel like is the highest level of football is exciting. And it, you know, brings a new challenge. And we all know sometimes to be successful, there'll be moments when you got to be kind of get out of your comfort zone, you know. And I understand there's a learning curve, but I have a growth mindset and I'm willing to learn, wanting to learn. And there's obviously some great minds in the organization, and there's some great minds and great football minds on this coaching staff. So I'm anxious to get to work and learn from everybody.
What do you preach? I mean, what will you stress to your group from right out of the gate?
Knowing what to do, learning the offense, knowing what to do, being able to play fast, being aggressive, being physical. I will stress fundamentals and techniques. I heard from a coach a long time ago that fundamentals and techniques will never fail you. You know, and sometimes everybody's not blessed with the same abilities, but over my years and my experience, if as a coach you teach proper fundamentals and techniques and the guys execute them, that you'll have a chance to be successful.
And you keep coaching the way you've been. I know you've kind of paid your dues to get here. You just keep following the same philosophy that you've used, you know, to get you here to the NFL?
Yes. I mean, but again, you learn, you live and you learn every day. So there'll be things I have to learn some things I'll have to adapt to and adjust. But again, I don't have a big ego, so I'm willing to learn. Yeah. I'm willing to adjust. And if it's going to help the organization and help each individual player to be better and we win, then I'll adjust and do that.
Yeller, screamer, teacher, how you describe your style?
I've been all of the above. I'd like to say the teaching aspect, I think, is huge. And learning, and that, again, that goes back to being able to adjust and adapt.
Right.
And as a teacher, I think the biggest thing is I don't have all the answers and I can still learn, you know. I am loud. I think y'all will figure that out as we go. I'm a loud person. I enjoy conversating and connecting with people. So I think those things have worked for me and allowed me to have some success. And I think the biggest thing is being able to connect with the players when they get here and get to know them on a personal level and make sure they know I care about them more as people than I do as football players.